Ah, sandwiches, gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's turkey, roast beef, salmon, smoked salmon.
I want to run some names by you, just right off, just, all right. Just some things, just because the Strip, 14th and Peach Street, we talked about ASA down at Pine Street, we know what Catacombs were and David Braden. The Morning Glory was a head shop.
And who owned that again?
Who ran it? Who ran it?
Who ran it?
Joe David.
Joe knew.
Yeah, it was a woman.
I knew, but it wasn't Genoveva or...
Genevieve.
Yeah.
Somebody named Genevieve.
Yes.
Yes,
Genevieve. She's in Petaluma.
Genevieve was her name.
Yeah.
Joe, yeah.
That's what I thought.
And of course, the Bird, you got that. The American Lunch was a place that they would serve hippies, but...
Yes.
But Bradshaw's at... Bradshaw's wouldn't serve hippies. Mm-hmm. Bradshaw's restaurant on Peachtree Street, it was across from that art movie theater. Mm-hmm. It was an art movie theater.
It was right there in the corner.
You couldn't go to Bradshaw's.
They wouldn't serve us. We'd go in there all the time, mm-hmm. though, anyway.
No, that was.
Who was it? Was it Walter Hunt that took his motorcycle in the kitchen in here because they wouldn't serve him? He went through the back door on his motorcycle one day. It was pretty amazing.
The hippies gave him fits, and that was the topic of a lot of Bird, editorial.
They did finally have to serve again when it was about the civil rights thing. You know, it was like they had to.
Yeah, they did.
But boy, they didn't like it.
No, they didn't. Mm-mm. They were adamant,
and they really tried not to serve people in there.
That was around the corner from where the Catacombs were. Mm-hmm. You know, the women's club, the old, which is a historic building that's still there. It's a theater now. Bradshaw's was next to that, and then there was a movie theater across the street from that. So I guess that's at 9th Street along there is what that was. You know, and we talked about Joe David and I had an apartment on 5th Street that's not significant. It was just the first apartment either one of we shared together that couldn't afford to even have the heat in there. It had these old gas places. Bill Fibbin and Linda. There was Joe Roman.
Yeah.
Joe Roman was somebody that he would write a lot for the Bird. He was really cool. Run across info about him.
Yeah, a little bit. Somebody, a picture of he and his first wife who left him for a woman. I believe somebody just the other day was showing me a picture of him.
Joe Roman was a sweetheart. I knew him a really long time.